Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Unlimited Abundance with your host, Paulina Baragova. Welcome to everyone who's returning back to the podcast. And if you're new, welcome. I am a coach, healer, leader, and guide, as well as a crystal jewelry designer at my company, my jewelry brand, Lift Your Frequency. So I am so happy to have you be back on this podcast for a new episode, a new week, a new episode. And today I have a very special guest. I have readings by Xenia on here, who is an expert astrologer of over 30 years, amazing tarot reader, and overall just such a wisdom keeper. She also is my mom, so it's so amazing to have her on. We've done a few episodes that were more astrology based. So if you are into astrology, I suggest you scroll back and listen to those podcasts. There's some really, really powerful insights where you can even pull up your chart and kind of follow along and learn a little bit about your chart and the ways that it influences you. But today we wanted to talk about crystals, which we'll get into. But first, I want to say welcome. Thank you for returning back to the podcast for yet another episode.
Greetings, my dear friends. And this is Xenia. As Paulina introduced, I'm an expert in astrology and a tarot reader and a Reiki master and also crystal lover. So you, the majority of you may know me by the crystal bracelets that I make that are charged with Reiki. But, you know, feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions, because I'm very happy to be back and to share insights and expertise with you that I gained through my life experience. Welcome.
We have a really powerful episode to get into. And like I said, we're really going to be talking about the true origins of crystals, how they are so powerful, and really how to access that power. Because I think that they're definitely a tool that you kind of need to know how to work with. Not that they won't work with you if you just have them, but they're definitely like anything. It's kind of like, I think of like baking. You can have all the supplies to bake, but if you don't know how to put the ingredients together properly, you're not going to get the same results. Like you could eat some chocolate chips or you could eat the dough, but it's not the same as eating the cake or the cookies or whatever it is you make. And the same thing is with crystals, that you can, of course, just have them. I feel like nowadays they're gaining such popularity so that people, you know, have them in their homes, or they just have them, whether they have them because they find them beautiful and they just want to wear them for that kind of benefit, or maybe they do want to wear them for more of the metaphysical benefit. I think like anything, it's really important to understand a little bit about their background, how they were used in ancient times, as well as how we can utilize them today. But before we hop on into that, I kind of want to even just give a little bit of a general overview of energy, right? So we can kind of paint the picture. And what I mean by that is, you know, we hear this all the time, especially if you have done a lot of inner work or you're kind of in the spiritual realm, that everything is energy, right? Our thoughts are energy. All the things around us are energy. The people around us are energy. The words that we speak into reality are energy. We're these energetic beings, right? And where we direct our energy is where things flow. So when we shift our thoughts, right, we see changes. Or maybe when we shift our, we do things like visualization, where we shift our emotional energy, we see things change. And then on top of that, we have tools that already hold specific frequencies, like crystals, who help us and aid us in shifting our frequency as well. So I think kind of the first baseline to really understand is that when everything is energetic, when one thing is influenced, it begins to influence kind of everything, right? And so that's kind of to begin to understand the premise of crystals, that they already hold a specific frequency naturally from the earth, right? We as human beings might like visualize or feel emotions like love, or try to feel specific emotions to lift your frequency or raise your frequency. But essentially, crystals are really powerful in that they already hold a specific vibration that is kind of unshakable, right? So what are your kind of, that's kind of where I wanted to start out with. In your experience, how did you begin to understand how powerful crystals are and how to integrate them into your life?
Well, thank you for the question. I would say it started pretty early in my life when I was a little kid And some of you guys may relate that you may do some things when you are little and you do not truly understand why you are doing things, but you keep doing those things. That happened with me when I would walk and I would collect, and I thought drugs, and my mom probably thought it drugs, because you know I would always collect all those pretty stones and crystals and little rocks in my pocket and also put under my bed. For some of those, I felt strong connection, and maybe I didn't realize the power of those crystals, but not all rocks went under bed. Some rocks ended up in my pockets. And then it's interesting that you may think like, oh, you know, a little child has some stories to tell. And some of you moms that have little kids, you may think like, oh, they are saying something that totally doesn't make sense. They are making things up. But I think kids are more tuned in to the energy and to the things that's going to help you to see the reality in its true colors, just by being so connected to the source, if you will, or just having the tools that's going to help them to connect to the source. Because as Paulina said, we are all energies, and we have that higher self that that is a compilation of multiple pieces of your soul, if it makes sense for you. And it guides you. So you have those tools that's going to help you to connect with the higher self. So for me, it started, as I said, very early, and then throughout my life, I worked with different crystals, whatever were available to me. And as you guys know, the most popular crystals are amethyst, and they are great because they allow you to activate your third eye chakra and intuition. And if you are a kid, you don't have those stereotypes that we as adults have instilled by school, by our work, by our friends, by the environment that we are in. So now we are learning to relearn those things, maybe to even let go some of those beliefs, to make ourselves be more attuned to your inner child, where you could use the power of crystals and some other spiritual tools is going to help you to understand the world better and to connect to your higher self.
And like I said, when it's like kind of when you're little and you have an idea, you just kind of go with it. And if we can tap into that energy more as adults, that also is super powerful. Like if you're guided to be like, you know what, I should really maybe clean my house and then with intention and then get fresh flowers and I don't know, like basically you do a mini ritual. Like let's say you get an idea for it, right? A lot of people would be like, oh, why should I go do that and go buy the flowers? And like a lot of people might become resistant to whatever guidance is kind of leading them. But a lot of the time it's like that you're channeling like divine guidance through you, right? Whether you one day you might be like, I need to go get this thing, whether it be a crystal or whatever it may be. And then the stories come in. That's like that's kind of a larger scale, right? And then it makes us, I mean, the ultimate thing is that like most people become adults, they don't believe in magic anymore, right? When you ask little kids, if you were to go interview little kids, do you believe in magic? Most of them would say, oh my gosh, yes. And they would be so excited about it. And it's a genuine answer. And then most adults, right? If you would ask, would most likely probably, you know, I would say the majority would probably say no or somewhere along those lines. So it's, and I think that kind of a really cool thing to understand here is that in order for things to manifest, you have to believe in them. I feel like even that, I think it's something they talk about in Harry Potter, I feel like as well, but essentially it's like, if you don't believe that something's going to work, so if you're doing a ritual or anything, or like anything, any kind of manifesting ritual, but you don't believe it's going to happen, it's not going to be as powerful, right? So it's like the belief is so crucial. And so I feel like reinstating that is so important as like a first kind of integration to become even open to it. And that's not to say that you have to like overnight be like, I am a believer in crystals, this is all going to work, it's all going to be amazing, but just even just beginning to become open to it. So I feel like that's why crystals are the perfect kind of starting point, because it allows you to open up to interesting things happening and allow yourself to open up to interesting experiences happening. And they're also so beautiful. So we kind of desire to maybe work with them or have them in our home or meditate with them. They really become kind of like a really powerful like way to open ourselves back up to magic.
Exactly. So I would agree with you. And I think that also lies somewhere in our DNA, let's put that way, because how even our Earth was created and how our energy of our planet, because our Earth is also energy and it's also living thing, it uses a power of crystals. And if you guys know about Atlantis, and some of you may even read about that, that how powerful crystals were in Atlantis, and that this civilization used that.
Can you share a little bit about what Atlantis is and how the crystals were used for a lot of us who might not know about what Atlantis is or what those times were? I think that's really important to have some background.
Well, Atlantis, I would think everyone knows that's an ancient civilization that gained so much power in the past that they created the world, and some people will call that magic world, because they were able to do levitation. It's basically flying, teleportation. So it basically meaning that you could appear and in different parts of the world. So basically, because we are energies, we are molecules and atoms. So you could basically disperse all of that and collect that energy or that being in a different place of that either continent or even our planet, right? So that the very powerful civilization that existed thousands of years of ago. And Atlantis, why it disappeared, because again, we guys know everywhere there is a power, a struggle of power, right? So there are people who become drunk with power. They want more and more and more. And this possessment of greediness of that power that led to collapse of that civilization, because they start using the magic and magic of the crystals also to use that power to destroy things and to mutate things. And what basically happened, they just erupted a volcano that ended up this continent sunk in the water. But some of those priests and people who would realize it's the same as in our days, right? So not everyone is so greedy. So there are people who have very genuine heart and understanding of what is happening. And we call those people spiritual or awakened people. So they understand what happened and what would happen. So some of them flee to ancient Egypt. That's why we see all those pyramids there, kind of like structures that still bring awe to everyone who sees them. And again, in those pyramids, there are crystals. There are crystals inside that hold that power, because crystals are great tools to collect and to store information. And some of you guys know who maybe work in more scientific fields like semiconductors, you know that semiconductors have crystals. So, and that's where this energy is used today in science. But for those who are interested in spirituality and enhancing their life, you could use the same energy of crystals to help manifest yourself, the life of your dreams, or enhance your health, or bring prosperity to your life, and use the power of crystals in many other ways.
That was kind of a lot of information. I think also another interesting thing about Atlantis, if people are interested in researching, there's a lot of like archaeologists and stuff who have found different clues about Atlantis. So it's very deeply researched now. I know that even there's like conferences. One of my friends, she went to a conference with some really famous reputable guy who I forgot his name was. He was on Joe Rogan. But they basically speak about all the proof they have of Atlantis, and it's like tons and tons of people, tons and tons of researchers who have all this data about it, and kind of trying to pinpoint when it was and all these different things. So it's really, really fascinating to learn about. But like you said, crystals were really powerful in a lot of different very highly sophisticated civilizations, right? Like, it's kind of funny because it was in the past, but they're even more advanced than we are now, right? And they were using crystals, whether that's in pyramids or in other ways. So I guess maybe just starting from the core, why are crystals powerful to use to manifest, and how would one even begin that process? Like, what is it in them that allows you to manifest? Like, kind of, would you be able to explain?
Absolutely. So We know that, as I mentioned before, crystals are able to store energy, and our thoughts are energy. So, for example, if you have thought, that's why we say charge crystal with your intentions. Because if you just grab a crystal or crystal bracelet or a ring with a crystal and do not focus your energy or asking the spirit, because crystals are alive, right? So we know from chemistry, and some of you guys maybe in chemistry classes even grew crystals, because crystals grow. They are living beings. So if you use the power of your intention, the energy of your mind, emotions, and charge that crystal, then it becomes almost like a magical tool. It's not just simple bracelet. It's not just simple necklace. It's a magical tool that's going to help you to enhance your vibrations. And, you know, we are energy beings, and we have energy centers, which are called chakras. So each crystal has its own vibration, its own frequency that's going to help you to either align your chakra or to activate your chakra. And then you use that power of intention to bring desired events. So it's going to help you to be more powerful, because we are magicians. We are like, and it's been probably, I don't know, again, instilled in our mind, like, oh, you are hopeless, you are helpless, you cannot do things. But actually, no, we are masters of our life. Remember that you have power, and you could use tools that's available to you to enhance that power and to bring desired changes into your life. So because each crystal has its own vibration, it collects its own energy, you could use that specific energy for your desired targeted things. For example, if you could use rose quartz, and everyone probably has rose quartz. The energy of rose quartz, it's very soft and loving. It's unconditional love. So it is about positivity. It is about feeling the connection with environment. That's why it allows you to bring partner someone who is on the same frequency, who is vibrating at the same length. It's kind of like the same radio wave, right? So it brings you the same kind of person that you are vibrating. So then you have a match. It helps you to stay positive. It helps you to bring, let's say, romantic love into your life, or just have more positive vibes around the environment where you charge this rose quartz for. So you could use that in your bedroom, you could use it in your office, or you could wear it yourself to attract that energy or to project that energy. And maybe we will discuss more about which hand to wear, crystal bracelets if you have, and how to think about energy in that way. So, and when we have collective minds, so for example, like how they built those pyramids in ancient Egypt, it was not done by one person. It was done by multiple people who would use the power of their mind, this energy, and focus their energy on crystal. The crystal amplified that energy. And then with that energy, they could levitate those blocks and build those pyramids. It's so powerful.
Thanks. I guess the main way that I always have understood it is, or that it's what has resonated with me, is because, like you're saying, crystals hold a specific frequency. They change your state of being, right? So yeah. For example, if you're not feeling the best, for you to maybe shift your energy would probably take a bit of work, right? Maybe you would need to like meditate, journal, go for a walk, work out, listen to something positive, right? Because we're energy, it would.
And doing yoga, or like, you know, adding yoga and exercise. So basically shifting your energy.
Yeah, I'm just saying that. So if you are not in the ideal vibration, or like you wanted to raise your vibration, I shouldn't say you're not in the ideal, you want to lift it, you kind of have to do a lot of these kind of manual things, right? You have to kind of go out and do these things. The thing about crystals interesting is that because they already hold that frequency, when you hold it, it harmonizes it. It's kind of like music. So if you're a specific frequency and then you bring in, let's say, rose quartz, which vibrates, a lot of people say around like 528 hertz, for example, then you essentially like they will kind of harmonize, right? So it'll probably lift you a little bit higher, right, than where you
are. Yeah, it's like tuning fork, right?
Yeah, so it's going to lift you a bit higher. So it's like, and so that it shifted your frequency that amount without you doing all those things. I encourage you to do all the things that I do, most of those things every single day, but it's a really beautiful way to instantly kind of enhance. And like you're saying, it shifts your vibration to where you closer to that frequency, whatever you're working with. And so when you go out in the world, you will, A, one's mental as well. Like your focus is on that. Let's say you're working with rose quartz, you're consciously now like looking for, I feel like, more loving encounters and loving situations. That's like a mental kind of beautiful thing that occurs. But on top of like the mental aspect, it's like the spiritual aspect where then because your frequency has shifted, you're going to be drawn to specific places or things. So you may be, let's say you're wearing a rose quartz necklace and you're walking down the street and you're deciding, should I go to this restaurant or should I go to this restaurant? But one restaurant resonates with you more. For some reason, you're drawn to it. When you're drawn to something or you resonate with it, it's because like frequency, resonance, it's closer to your frequency. So that's why it feels like, for example, if you're eating really, really healthy and then someone offers you like junk food, you're probably not going to want to eat it because it's not resonating with you. You're like at a different frequency. So you would feel not good eating it. But if you're already not eating well, you're already not feeling good and someone offers you that, it's a less of a drop. So it's easier to resonate with it. Same thing with people, right? It's like if we've been friends with someone for a long time and then we've done a lot of spiritual work and growth, then we might not feel so close to them. So the crystal, because it shifted your frequency, now it's beginning to shift your day because now you're making decisions and you're making different decisions. So before, maybe let's say you didn't wear the rose quartz, your frequency was kind of indifferent. You could have gone to either or restaurant, but because you enhanced your frequency that day, you were closer to that frequency of love. Then you went to, let's say, restaurant B, and then you attracted specific waitress who's also in a really like amazing mood. Maybe she has a date that night, or she has a date the night before. So you continuously basically attract events and people and situations, right, that are closer to that frequency. Also, what I think crystals do is they show you where you're not in alignment with that frequency. So let's say someone starts working with whatever stone, it'll also show that individual where they're not aligned with that so that we can make the particular changes. I feel like stones like malachite and maybe even like labradorite, more like transformational stones, will show us kind of like where we're not in alignment.
True. And also to note about crystals, I agree with you about the rose quartz, that it helps kind of like creating that vibe that you resonate with. But also I would say that amethyst that activates your third eye chakra, it will also help you to understand or to kind of like be guided, because it activates your third eye chakra, it activates your connection with your higher self. So basically some people say it enhances your intuition, but basically it's connecting with your higher self. So when you are at the point where you have to make an important decision, just sit and meditate with amethyst, or just put on amethyst crystal bracelet and see what happens. Moreover, you could use those crystals, for example, if you're starting a new job and it's like, oh my God, I don't know like where even to start, what to do. There is so much to learn. Like I'm drinking from the fire hose. Use crystals. And even people who do not believe in the power of crystals. I had clients who said like, oh, you know, I am giving these crystal bracelets for my boyfriend, but he doesn't believe, blah, blah, blah. So, but still, when I charge this crystal for their highest good, then even that person who doesn't believe, they have success. They have, and they're like, I don't know what happened, but you know, it's pure magic. And Polina, you probably will share some stories that even with your, I think some of the groups, maybe Divinity, maybe some other people said like, oh, you know, I gave it to my boyfriend and he loves it. He doesn't know why, but the kind of like he experienced good luck with it. It's because even if you don't believe in the power of
energy, it's just energy.
Exactly. And about protection. So yes, we use rose quartz, we use amethyst, and it's very popular to use black tourmaline or black onyx that basically kind of like creating an energy shield. So people who are toxic or who maybe want, you know, and those people are called like energy vampires and stuff like that. So basically they want to take advantage of you because they feel kind of like that shield, that they even do not want to come to you and do things to you. And it happens subconsciously. They may not even understand why, but they have no desire to harm you. And that's because those crystals activate that energy that kind of impacts their energy, and they don't do crazy things that otherwise they would do.
Also, I think that I wanted to talk about the different ways to work with energy. So for me, in my Pat, the first way I started was just like by purchasing pieces. I think that's like how most people get into it. Or I mean, now it's different. This was like even years, this was like almost 7, 8 years ago. So when crystals weren't even, I feel like, as popular as they are now, or as mainstream, should I say. So there's obviously that way of working with the physical stones. For me, I like to have physical stones, but large physical stones. In my home, especially for specific things, right? Like I have a huge rose quartz in my office, or I have like a big black obsidian. Like I like using large pieces for more charging spaces. I know I have a friend where she'll have like a clear quartz in her kitchen and she'll charge it with the intention to eat healthy. And whenever she's in the kitchen, she's like, I can never not eat healthy. Like it's like the energy is so strong. So I like charging like large pieces for, which we'll talk about how to charge, but for like home. But then other than that, I love wearing them, right? This is also why I created my own jewelry line, and why I know you have your really well-known Reiki charge crystal bracelets, because when they're on you all the time, you're going to see the benefits, right? Because wherever they are, they're affecting that space, right? So it's like if your crystal's in your, let's say you have a crystal in your office or your bedroom, it's going to be kind of like energizing that space. Also depends on the type of crystals, right? So points are directing, are more like masculine energy. They're directing energy towards intention. At least that's how I've noticed it. And then when crystals are spheres, there's more of a feminine, more of a yin energy. They're kind of like radiating that energy. So like if I'm working with a really clear intention, I like to work with a tower. But for spheres, I like to, it's more of like a receptive kind of energy. It's more like radiating that energy. But essentially wearing them, I find is the most powerful, because actually it's, I don't say it's more powerful than the other, but if you're just getting started, it's a really good way to begin to experience that energy. Like I know that in herbalism, they do a thing called dietas. So if you're working with a specific herb, you like only work with that herb, and you're supposed to sit in silence even. I think it's like for 3 weeks, and you really get to know the herb. So like you essentially are just trying to really experience that frequency of that herb. And if you're into all that kind of stuff, maybe you're like familiar with dietas, but I feel like with crystals, it's the same, kind of similar, where it's really good to begin to work with one or a few and really get to know their energy. And like I said, I love wearing them. That's actually what inspired me to create Lift or Lift Your Frequency, because I started learning what crystal combinations I really love together, like what crystals work together really well and I really, really loved. And so I find that wearing them is personally my favorite way, right? But there's many ways. You can have small tumbled stones. Like for example, I sell my favorite tumbled stones on Lift. I also like to have, like I said, larger pieces for the home. And then my favorite way, which I think a lot of people now are getting into this, is kind of jewelry. So for you, what are your kind of favorite ways to work with them?
I would agree with you. You may use crystals in multiple different ways. And as I alluded earlier, you could use them in your office, you could put on your desk. For example, if you are especially starting a new job, or if you know that you work in a very competitive environment, for example, like in sales, I would think, or you know that in your office, maybe there are some people who are jealous. You know, there are different people in the world. So just to protect yourself, that's why I would suggest using them in your office, on your desk, and especially in your bedroom for your good sleep, or just to have better sleep. You know, some people have nightmares and have challenges with sleep. So use crystals such as, for example, selenite, and put just under your pillow. That's a great way. But of course, I would agree with you, the most powerful way is to wear crystal jewelry on yourself, because it is within your aura. It is within your energy field. And you alluded about the shapes of the crystals. I agree with you. Those towers or pointy crystals are great for focusing energy. So if you are doing crystal grids, then you need this activator. That's why, you know, you would use pointers. Or if you are doing meditation with a large piece of crystal that kind of like has a shape of tower with pointing end, then yes, you would use that to focus your energy to a specific goal, right? And you alluded something about spheres. Spheres elude energy in the same way, kind of like in equal amounts, let's put that way. So that's why I like to make bracelets with rounded shape beads, because, you know, then the energy is kind of universe across all bracelets, right? So it emits in different ways and it protects you, or it attracts some specific energy, or it resonates with some of your chakras, aligning them or activating them universally. So it's not kind of like broken, or I don't know, like weird shapes crystals that you may find sometimes in your shop. So my suggestions would be, guys, if you are looking for a crystal bracelet, then find something like with a round shape, like sphere shape. But if you want to use specific jewelry for specific intention, where you want to focus energy, I don't know, let's say for fertility, then maybe you need to use some jewelry with pointing crystals as well. So, and there are multiple different.
And it's like what you just said. This is why, so some of my necklaces I make with a clear quartz point, or a lot of them, so that you're not only getting the benefit. So for example, one of my most famous necklaces is called God is a Woman. So it has peach moonstone, which is actually, it's funny, it's good for fertility. You were just saying it's a very feminine crystal, very yin energy. It's also very resonant with the energy of pleasure. It has pearl on it, which is also very feminine. Again, it's like a very feminine based line. And then at the bottom, there's a clear quartz piece, and it's in like a point, so that you can charge it for your custom intention, right? So someone could meditate with that, which we'll talk about next, how to charge, and charge it to attract a partner. Someone else could charge it for fertility. So I love clear quartz because it amplifies. So I like adding it into a lot of my pieces, because it's are just really great, like extra oomph kind of, or like I have another necklace called Grounded and Abundant. So it has smoky quartz and tiger's eye, but then it also has that clear quartz chunk. I find that I just love clear quartz in general, but it's really nice to have like that combination, like you're saying, of spheres and points, because they emit energy very differently. So I find that it's not one, neither is better than the other. I just like different ones for different kinds of intentions. And I find that when I'm working with like a really major goal, that I really like to work with like a necklace that has that like focus clear point. So it's like consistently focusing that energy wherever it is. So let's which kind of brings the point, how do we charge it? So let's say someone gets a bracelet from you, someone gets a necklace from me, or wherever you get it from, right? A lot of people always ask me where reliable places to get it. So I'm obviously really proud and happy to offer, whether, you know, that I obviously offer them on at Lyft, and then obviously you offer them, but wherever you're getting them, it's also really important, if you are searching for them, to make sure you are finding a reputable source. Like if you decide to not go with me or you, just trying to make sure, because there are a lot of crystals that aren't the best quality. There's a lot of fake crystals, and people buying them might not even know, now that the market is getting so big, especially with crystals like moldavite blowing up. There's a lot of things that aren't actually moldavite. So whoever you go with, just make sure it's someone who you know is very reputable, so you're getting quality pieces, right? You don't want to be getting pieces of like plastic essentially and meditating with that and then being like, why is it not working? So that's just something to consider. That's kind of also that literal point, one of the reasons which inspired me to open Lift Your Frequency, was because of I was getting so many questions and requests for good quality, high quality crystals. And I was able to source a lot of them through the connection that I've had for loving crystals through the years. But regardless, make sure you're finding a reputable source. But I guess for you, like, let's say someone buys a crystal, they're ready to begin with it. How do they start working with it? Right. Cause I think a lot of people hear things like cleanse your crystal, pass on to your crystal, sage your crystal, charge under the moonlight, charge in the sunlight. I feel like there's so much information. So how does one begin to work with a crystal?
It's a good question. So, but before answering that question, I wanted to also, guys, to build up on the point that Paulina said about fake crystals. So a lot of crystals that are sold as more expensive, like for example, blue quartz is often sold as aquamarine. And you may say like, oh my God, why it's not working the way it's supposed to work. The reason may be because it's not the crystals that you intended to buy. So I created, I think, one life or maybe a couple lives, how to spot, you know, fake crystals. So if you guys are not subscribed to my Instagram, I invite you. And I only have one account. It's Reading by Xenia. I know there's lots of scammers, but just kind of like know you that you could.
It's Reading by Xenia. There's an S.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, readings by Xenia.
I'll link it in the keynotes as well.
And now talking about how to charge those crystals. It's very important. So I'm stressing another, it's very important to charge your crystal because, as I said, crystals store energy. So if you want your crystal to be powerful manifestation tool or protection tool or just, you know, magical tool, you have to charge it. So when you get crystals from me, they are already charged for your highest good because I'm a Reiki master and I am write those Reiki symbols in that crystal and they store energy.
And so they're so powerful, by the way. I just have to say, you put it on and you instantly feel it. So like, and even whether you, if you're already like a believer into them, then you'll already love them. But people who don't even know just feel a shift. Like everyone who I've known who's tried your crystals, and I thousands and thousands of people have because I referred them to you, and they're, you literally feel it right away. So kind of like I said earlier, if you're kind of skeptical, just like try one piece, you know, like what's the worst that could happen? It doesn't quote unquote work for you. Like they are so, the Reiki in it is so, I find just Reiki energy is so powerful in itself. I think that like takes them to the next level, right? Because they have those energetic symbols in them on top of their qualities. So, and they're made with love. So I feel like that's like another, so many things, right?
Yeah. And also if you are new to crystals, just get one bracelet or maybe two bracelets and wear one and see what kind of changes are happening into your life. Because I had amazing story when people, they would say just like, wow, I didn't believe that this could happen. And some of you may know that there is one client and he is a spiritual person and he become millionaire. He become millionaire with green adventuring that brings opportunity, but he was aligned already. And this crystal just helped him to bring this manifestation power to the next level. So he could bring millions of dollars into your life. And I'm not saying that everyone's going to be a millionaire, but the opportunity and the potential is there. So now back to your question, how you charge your crystals or what do you do? So basically, as I said, if you get crystals from me, they're already charged for your highest good. If you want to add another intention to that crystal, then, you know, follow the steps that I'm gonna share next. Also another kind of like key point to note that you may not ask the crystal that you got, for example, if you got rose quartz and the energy of rose quartz is more about love, it's about positivity. You cannot charge that crystal bracelet for financial abundance because that's not the frequency of that crystal. It's the same thing that you may not use your car just to fly over the ocean. You know, the car is just to drive roads, right? It's not gonna help you to fly over the ocean. So the same, you cannot expect from crystal that has energy and frequency of love to bring you financial abundance. Or you cannot expect, for example, citrine to be a protective stone because it's a different energy. It's energy of creation, it's energy of commerce, it's energy of money. So, and the same with green aventurine. You cannot ask or charge green aventurine
with sleep or something.
Yeah. So basically you have to know what kind of properties each crystal have. And if you don't know, or you have some specific goals in your mind, feel free to reach out to me and, you know, I will share my insights, what kind of crystals will work best for you. And this is free. Just DM me on Instagram and I'll share my insights and my expertise with you. Now, if you got a crystal bracelet from a crystal shop, then you need to cleanse that bracelet because, again, everything is energy. And as I said, crystals store that energy. So people who touched that crystal bracelet put their energy, transferred that energy. So the crystal, that bracelet has multiple different energies, you know, on it. And you don't, and some people have it maybe in a positive mood, so it has good, and some people didn't have a good day, so they passed their negative thoughts on that crystal. So it has like, it's a mixed bag.
And also, I just want to add something, like most of these crystals are coming from like Madagascar or Brazil or Russia, right? So they had a big transport process, right? From them being mined to being wherever they are. So I feel like just cleansing them, like you're saying, you cleanse them and I as well, I cleanse the crystals before they're shipped to you. So like, but that would never hurt if you desire to just cleanse it one more time, essentially.
Exactly. So If you got it from me, then you may not want to cleanse it, but if you want, there is no hurt, there is no nothing that's going to happen. But if you got it from a crystal shop, for sure, just cleanse it. And how to cleanse it? I've seen some of so-called crystal experts recommend cleansing with water. You know, like some crystals are okay to cleanse with water, but not all crystals should be cleansed with water. So that's why you have to use water with caution. And I would suggest using different methods to cleanse your crystals. For example, you could use Palo Santo spray if you have, and I think, you know, lots of crystal shops will have Palo Santo spray. You could make your own Palo Santo spray, or you could use just Palo Santo stick and smoking bath. Again, I have a video, like a quick 60 seconds video on Instagram. It's called like Krill, where I show how to cleanse your crystals. And it's probably even pinned in my profile. So guys, if you're interested to see how I cleanse crystals with Palo Santo smoke, then feel free to jump on my account and just watch that brief, quick video. So using smoke, another thing, how you could cleanse, you could put that under salt. So basically you take a bowl, a little bowl, you put salt and then you put your bracelet and then you put salt on top and then you leave it overnight. Salt soaks
draws impurity.
And draws the impurity, and then next morning you just take your bracelet, shake that, and you know, you discard salt in toilet or in a trash can or somewhere that do not use it for your food. Just throw it away, get rid of that.
Season your breakfast, just kidding.
Another great way to cleanse, and I know some people use it, just put it in the dirt, because again, like salt, earth also draws impurity, but be careful with that. I experimented with that, and I have like a funny story, if we have time I could share, because there are little beings like fairies, and they like to do fun, so they could steal actually your crystal bracelet. So like it happened with me, and again, I shared this in one of my posts, or if we have more time, you know, I could share the story. But basically be careful if you are doing that outside. If you are doing that inside, bring the dirt and maybe like in a pot and using that to cleanse your crystal bracelets, you could do that. Some people recommend using white rice. I haven't used white rice.
I've never done that either.
Like salt, yes, and Palo Santo smoke, that's probably the most popular way to cleanse your crystals. And another very convenient way to cleanse your crystals, just put them on selenite, selenite ball or selenite stick. Amazing, great way, because selenite cleanses everything. So if you have that,
I want to touch on this. I love this method. This is, I literally sell heart-shaped selenite bowls, because you can put your jewelry, literally just like leave, even after you're like, let's say you've worn your pieces, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
You just put it in overnight. The next day you grab it. Like it's just a good way to refresh it consistently. And also I sell like raw bars and then like actual bars where you can lay crystals. I just think that those are just like such an amazing method to maintain them as well. Or like if you had a particularly intense day and you feel like it maybe absorbed a lot of like intense energy, I just feel like selenite is amazing. And I recommend it all the time.
Yeah. And finally, you could use white sage. It's also something that you could use, burn and use the smoke of the white sage and just cleanse your crystal bracelets. The one thing with about white sage is that it removes all the intentions. So it doesn't only, it removes not only the negative energy or the energy that other people projected or
it just clears it all.
Yeah, it just clears you all. So then you need to recharge that. And then that's so, the next.
Yeah, I was going to say, share. So I think everyone's on the edge of this, like, so how do I charge it? This is like the goal we're waiting
for. So that's the next thing, how you charge that. And my favorite way to charge that, you hold that crystal bracelet or whatever crystal jewelry you have between your palms. Just close your eyes and connect it. Feel that crystal. And some people, pay attention to your sensations. So some people feel warmth, some people feel prickling, Some people feel cold. So it really depends on the character or on the crystal, because, you know, each crystal is a living being and they have, I would say, kind of spirit. They have some essence, some living essence, and that living essence could have a character. So that's why you may feel different sensations when you put that crystal jewelry between your palms. So once you put that between your palms, connect with that crystal, ask that, I call upon spirit of, let's say, rose quartz, right? Rose quartz to bring a mutual love into my life, to increase positivity, and whatever else you want to charge your crystal basis, kind of like intentions in the love and positivity realm, say, you may say it out loud or in your head. And then, you know, feel that, visualize that, and then it's ready to be worn on your wrist. And now the next thing, like,
wait, pause. I also think it's important to say, I like to say for my highest good and the highest good of all, and then say, and so it is, four times. I just like it. For me, that's a really powerful closing, just, but it's optional.
Sure. Yeah. And kind of like feel, and as I said, like, you know, I'm not going to put words into your mouth, but
you might be guided.
Yeah. Feel, just feel it and see what kind of channeled information you are receiving, or, you know, if you don't know, say what Paulina just said, just, you know, charge it for my highest good and the highest good of all, and then thank you, in multiple endings. Just follow your intuition, or just use whatever other people are using. Or if you guys interested, I have a free guide that's available in my Instagram. So if you are not subscribed, I invite you, again, subscribe and download that free guide on how to cleanse and charge crystals. So then you will have exactly words and, you know, steps and stuff like that, how to do that. So, and it's free and it's instant download. So, and once you charge that crystal jewelry, if it's necklace, yes, you put it on your neck. If it's earrings, you put on your ears. If it's bracelet, you have two options, right? Because we have left hand and we have right hand. So left hand is our receiving hand. So that's where the energy enters your energy, I mean, energetic field or your aura. So you are inviting that energy. So if you want to attract love, if you want to protect yourself from negative energy, or if you want to attract abundance, then you should wear rose quartz, black tourmaline, black onyx, or, you know, green aventurine on your left hand. On the other side, if you want to project, because, you know, our right hand is what we project to the world. That's the masculine side. And masculine side is active, right? So left side is feminine side, that's receiving. So we receive energy, and right, we are giving it away. It's more active. So what you want to project, what you want to give others, how you want to act. So maybe if you are experiencing some difficulties in communicating, wear your aquamarine on your right hand. If you want other people feel good around you, put rose quartz crystal bracelets on your right hand. If you want to have more, make more intuitive decisions, wear amethyst on your right hand, and much, much more. And if you have specific crystal that you don't know which hand to wear, just DM me. Also, like, you know, I answer lots of DMs at the same day, basically.
And then I guess another important thing to touch, like two things that came to mind, is I think it's so important to keep a journal when you're working with a crystal, so you can kind of keep track of like what's happened.
Absolutely. When like everything, even with meditation, visualization, it helps you to see what shifts are happening, because, you know, we are creatures of habit, and we may not even remember what happened, like, you know, last week. But if you keep journal, you will know. And I have like I had a consultation with my client, and we had some feng shui changes, and, you know, crystals can be used also in feng shui. So it's basically how to harmonize the environment around you. And we did some changes with her in her office. And then I start asking, like, what happened? Did you notice any changes? And she, at the beginning, she said, like, maybe not. And then she's like, oh my God, yes. And this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and that what happened in a week. So basically those crystals are very powerful and you will see the almost like immediate impact. And it will be easier for you to share those impacts and differences if you keep the
journal. Especially if you log it. So you know, like I started wearing it this day and then you might think, oh, this day I felt called. You might, for like looking retrospectively, you not, might not remember all the details, but if you journal, then you can be like, oh, and this day I felt guided to go to this coffee shop. And this day I met this friend. And then the next day I went to this event. And then I met this person. So like, let's say this is a fun manifest their partner, right? So like they might looking back be like, oh, I don't remember like how, like it was just, it kind of seems fuzzy. But if you journal it, you might remember like, oh, I started wearing it and then I got drawn to go to the cafe. And then the next day I met this girl. And then when I met this girl, I got invited. Like you'll be able to like, it's, and I think this is cool because you get to know yourself better. You'll be like, wow, I am more receptive to energy because it lets you trust yourself more. Because then when you wear the next crystal or you're working with anything else, or you're just intuitively guided, you trust yourself more because you see how like energy guides you. I think that's right. And like you said, like not only, and then also another thing you could do if you ever want to like add some oomph to them, I think a good way to refresh them, like you were saying, is selenite. That's why for me, like selenite, I have a selenite bar under my pillow and it's the same one that I have on Lift Your Frequency. It's like a polished bar, but I sell a raw bar too because I kind of like both. And then having like, I sell these selenite bowls. They're heart shaped. They're really beautiful. So again, you can put your tumblestone in it. You can put your bracelet in it. They're also big enough where you can put a necklace in it as well. Like you could even keep it on like your bedside table for a little refresh. And you could always like visualize, if you meditate daily anyway, it's a really good way. You can just like take it off your hand or take it off your neck and just like consistently recharge it. It's just going to make it stronger. That's the beautiful thing about wearing it, I find. Again, you can also carry tumblestones in your pocket. Like I sell some of my favorite tumblestones like malachite, rhodochrosite, we'll talk about favorite crystals in a second, but aqua aura rose quartz, I sell those in tumble because those are easy to carry. But if you're wearing it daily and recharging it, like you're saying, they store information, so you can imagine how much more powerful. But don't create resistance. I guess I want to say that, because I think that when you tell someone that, then they're like, oh my god, I need to charge every day. Like if you could, it's gonna work fine if you just charge it once and let it go. Only charge it like daily meditating if it feels right. If it feels like, you know what, I'm meditating, I'm just going to hold it and charge it, but not like I need to go meditate and charge my crystal again. Like you don't, this is like an overall spiritual lesson. Like don't do things that create resistance essentially.
Yeah. And another question that some people may have, and it's good that you brought this point, how often should I charge my crystals, right? So ideally you may want to charge them maybe every 2-3 weeks. Or at least once a month. But if you know that, for example, someone touched your crystal bracelets, then you know they transfer their energy. It means that you need to cleanse your crystal bracelet or crystal jewelry and recharge it. So that's why, you know, the easiest way is just, as Paulina said, you put it in your selenite bowl overnight, and then you know the next morning you may use that again, and you know, this energy cleanse. And if the good thing about selenite is that it doesn't remove the intention. So like, you know, the power of intentions that you had for this specific crystal, you don't have to, again, sit and meditate and, you know, do your intentions. I mean, it's fine to do, but you don't have to. So you may
also be intuitive, right? Like you'll feel, you might be like, you know, I want to recharge it. Like, don't make it rigid. I think that's what I tell my clients. Like, don't make it like, I need to do it on the third of every, like, if you're feeling like it's working fine, great. And then you might start feeling like, you know, I want to cleanse them. I have that feeling. Like even now I'm like, oh, I should cleanse this one. Or like, I know my husband will be like, oh, I want to cleanse my crystal. Like you'll start feeling when you want to like recharge them, I guess. You'll start kind of, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of intuitive in that sense.
Or, you know, you may feel some kind of heaviness. For example, if you had a crystal bracelet and maybe after 3-4 days, you start feeling like heaviness in your wrist, it means that yes, it absorbed some energy and it needs cleansing. What I also noticed that for some clients, they DM me like, hey, you know, so-and-so, I love this bracelet, but it cracked. And you know what? Yes. For example, if there was like a psychic attack or very strong energy sent into your, then crystals take this first protect, first bite, let's put that way, and they defend you from this strong energy. And some crystals kind of like good soldiers, they protect you and by sacrificing their life. So if you have a crystal bracelet where some of the beads cracked, then it means that they've done their work. So you need to either get a new crystal bracelet, but you know, I offer a kind of removing the old bits and putting the new bits, so repair service, so you could repair those bracelets. And if you bought them from me, then you know, I'll have the same bits and it can be done like in a very cost effective way, so you don't have to get a new crystal bracelet. You just need to substitute a few bits. So, and
unless your whole bracelet cracks,
right? I mean, some people have bracelets that
exploded.
Yeah, that also happened.
The final thing I want to end with is perhaps sharing our top eight or top five. We'll do top five because it's already we're here. Top five favorite crystals to work with and why. Do you want to begin?
Sure. So for me, rose quartz. I always wear rose quartz. And you guys, again, if you watch my videos on Instagram, you see that I constantly wear almost the same crystal bracelets every day. There is nothing wrong with that. So rose quartz, because it's crystal that enables you to have that positive mindset that creates aura of positivity and unconditional love around you. Then the next crystal that I really love is carnelian. And carnelian is good crystal to have energy, because we have such a hectic lives and we wear so many different masks. Like you have to be a mother, a worker, and a yoga teacher, and a student, and you know, and others and others and others. You need that energy during the day. So carnelian helps you to have that energy. So that's why I have my carnelian crystal bracelets. But carnelian crystal bracelets, I have it with garnet, and garnet gives you passion, and it also grounding crystal. So it helps you to stay centered, because you know, if you meditate a lot, or if you spend a lot of time during the day daydreaming, or you know that you have tendency that you need to be grounded, so then I would say use the combination of crystal bracelets, as I said, or just separately. So rose quartz, carnelian, garnet, then another one is malachite. I like for abundance purposes, to bring abundance into my life, and green aventurine. Aventurine is amazing crystal to create opportunities and bring financial opportunities into your life. So that's five, and you know, I have much more, and probably Paulina will share.
Yeah, I'll do mine quickly as well, because I know it's been an amazing episode. My top five would be, right, they changed, I feel like, in general. It's hard to say, like, I'll say at the moment, but of course, rose quartz, I think, is just a classic. Amethyst as well. I love amethyst. I actually, it's so interesting. I went to, like, a really large gem fair with my friend, or gem show, and I got huge chunks of amethyst, like ginormous chunks, and I was so drawn to them, and they're so powerful, like my mom was saying, for intuition and for insight. I really, really love them, and also they are resonant with the planet of Jupiter, so they bring abundance and expansion into your home and into your life, so I love them. Pyrite is one of my favorites. I literally just launched a necklace called the Up Level, and it has pyrite and selenite on it, so it's really cool because it's not only has pyrite, which is like so magnetic and really great for success and assisting in removing limiting beliefs and bring them to the surface and doing all of those things, and then selenite on there to continuously, of course, cleanse the pyrite, but also cleanses your energy. Next, I would say at the moment is peach moonstone. I love peach moonstone. I just, like, I became obsessed with it. I made so many beautiful necklaces, designed so many with it. So I made a necklace called Shakti Rising that has peach moonstone, clear quartz, and baroque pearl. Of course, the God is a Woman necklace. Again, peach moonstone, freshwater pearl, clear quartz. Like, so many pieces and then a full pussy, yes, which is Madagascan rose quartz. And peach moonstone, I just, like, it's such a beautiful feminine energy. And I'd have to agree. I want to say like a tie, Malachite, and I love, like, not a tie, but Malachite, 100%. I love, and it's, like you said, it's very great for money. I made two ne have two necklaces with it. One's called the Millionaire. It's funny you talk about that, but it has prehnite and malachite, and then one is called Money and Pleasure, or I believe, and it's called, and it has pearl and malachite. But I also love citrine, but genuine citrine. I know a lot of times it can be heated amethyst. I think citrine's really, I mean, it's hard to pick, but yeah, citrine as well. And clear quartz. I don't know. I love clear quartz because I think it can be programmed with anything. So
Yeah.
that's really powerful. Like, it's not one of those crystals that, like, I know you were saying you can't program like rose quartz for money or whatever. Like, it's really beautiful because, I mean, you could, it probably wouldn't have the same, results because it's not its frequency, but clear quartz can be custom programs. So I love including that in a lot of my pieces because I know those who are wearing them, all my customers and clients, like, they're able to kind of charge them with whatever their custom intention is. I just find it really, really great to have that. So to wrap up today's episode, where can we find you? How can we work with you? Anything exciting that you're working on that you want to share with us before we end today's episode?
Absolutely. So, as I alluded earlier, I am on Instagram. So my Instagram account is Readings by Ksenia. And there is a picture of me in a hat, so you could finally spot me. So that's one source of information. The next source would be my two websites. So readingsbyksenia.com, where I share my astrological and tarot services, guys. If you are interested to understand what happens in your life, what's going to happen, your key strength, what the areas of life where you need to m work more, what's the purpose of your life, and much more, then that side. And also, if you have a challenging situation or if you need guidance, use that website as well for some of the tarot services that I offer.
So all your service-based stuff is on readingsbyxenia.com.
Yes,
Okay.
and for crystals, it's a long name, but Polino is gonna link all those sites. So it is by xenia.myshopify.com. So that's where all the crystals available, and they are all custom made by me based on your wrist size. So it's not one size fits all where you get in the crystal shop. It's basically we have tiny wrists, and I have lots of girls who have tiny wrists, like 6 inches or 6.5 inches, and they say it's challenging to find bracelets with that small size. So I make custom crystal bracelets, and I charge for your highest intention with Reiki. So the energy of each crystals is amplified. And also about something new and exciting, what I'm working on. So I ask my followers, my clients, my friends on Instagram if they would like to have a subscription service where they will get monthly newsletter to know exactly the key dates during the month, what's going to happen from the astrological standpoint, how to best prepare, and which day basically to do what. So that's my upcoming subscription service. So that's what I'm working on, and I will announce it launch on my Instagram. So guys, if you are interested to know what's the next month is preparing for you, what key events gonna be, and what changes you could experience in your life, then stay tuned for announcement when it's gonna be live and ready.
That's amazing. Yeah, I'm excited. That's going to be amazing to have a monthly newsletter to have all the astrological updates for the month ahead to kind of A, get you excited for things or prepared for things, maybe know when to do your rituals and just kind of connect some dots in your life. Like, oh, this has been happening. These things might happen around these days. That's really, really exciting. Well,
Yes.
thank you for coming on. Every time we have a podcast, there's so much to discuss. And I think with everything in spirituality, everything's so interconnected. So, like, there's so many directions you could go speaking about everything. So it's hard to keep it, like, very, I don't want to say black and white, but kind of like you know, curtailed. You kind of want to expand upon everything, but we hope, at least I hope, that this episode allowed you to gain a little bit of a greater insight into crystals, understand that they were used in ancient times for super advanced technologies beyond what we could even probably imagine and conceive of at the time. And if you're interested in Atlantis, definitely do more research. There's so much cool stuff on that. So you can just find books on it as well, and, you know, do your research on that. And also on ancient Egypt is so fascinating too, finding, you know, reliable sources on that. But I hope that you were able to understand how powerful crystals are, a little bit about their origins, and then again, how to work with them in your own life. And whether you're already a crystal believer, maybe you're now re-inspired to reincorporate them into your routine. I know sometimes when you know, we can go through phases or we forget about certain tools or maybe don't use them as much. Hopefully this re-inspired you to use these powerful tools in your life. And if you're new and you've kind of been on the fence about crystals or you weren't sure, I hope this just inspired you just to try it out and see what happens. You never know what kind of, again, magic you could really experience working with these powerful tools, and you might become a crystal lover, crystal addict. I see people with like 20 bracelets stacked on each side. Maybe that'll become you once you become addicted to what the, you know, the working with them and seeing what occurs in your life.
And it's a great conversation starter. So I had so many clients who say like, thank you, thank you, thank you, because, you know, I met my partner through crystal bracelets, because, you know, it's a conversation starter.
100%.
It's a great way to make friends.
And so, yeah, and then people ask me like, oh, where is that from? And you're like, these Reiki sit down. And then you have a whole bunch of people who aren't crystals. Yeah, it's they're really, really powerful. And I think when you're wearing them, people feel it and ask you where it's from. Whenever I'm wearing my necklace, people come up to me, they're like, where are those from? Or even the bracelets, like all the time, I've gotten so many comments about the bracelets too. So it's like when you're wearing them, people kind of feel like also feel their energy where they're drawn to ask, like, where is that from as well? Just interesting.
Yes.
Any last words before we hop off our episode of Unlimited Abundance?
So I hope, guys, you gained insights about crystals, and it's a huge topic. And obviously for those of us who love crystals, we can talk hours and hours and hours. So feel free to subscribe, to follow me on Instagram. I also have a few videos, maybe like 12, 15 on YouTube, where I share information about energy and chakras and how to align and how to initiate changes into your life, manifest your desires. So it's Ksenia Berigova. So we share the same last name, obviously. So if you guys are interested, go there and subscribe and follow me and share your stories. And I'm not sure if this podcast enables to share stories like what kind of interesting case that you have.
They can share. DM you, or they can DM me and share.
Yes, we will share with others. So if you guys have something to share about crystals, if you are passionate about crystals, feel free to reach out in any of the social media platform. So we will create and enhance this crystal lover community and share our stories. And I wish everyone amazing week, amazing time, amazing life, and feel free to reach out if you have any questions about either energy or crystals or just anything in life.
She's very open. Well, I'll have your Instagram link down below. Sorry, I shook my to the table. I'll have your Instagram link down below, so feel free to message Sandy or message me. She's such a crystal lover, probably the most powerful crystal lover I know, so definitely reach out with any questions or recommendations. And you're also welcome, of course, to reach out to me as well. And yeah, we'll definitely have to do another episode soon. We have so many topics in the works, and we can only go so deep in 1 hour, so this is like our continuous series. If you haven't listened to the previous few we've done, definitely look out for those. You'll see them in the title. I usually have her name featured in them, so definitely look out for those. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to hearing your stories, and hopefully this episode sparked the inspiration to work with crystals again into your life, or even for crystals for the first time in your life. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Love you all so much. All the information for everything we discussed today will be in the keynote down below, so you can easily find everything we touched upon. And I will see you next week on Unlimited Abundance. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.